Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Researchers at the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment are beginning some research work on farm studies to examine best management practices and see which ones might work best for Kentucky grain farms. A focus is to keep soil nutrients on the farm and out of runoff.
Well, a lot of work has been done at the plot scale, 10 feet by 5 feet on runoff studies. We're trying to scale that to a small watershed that would be 3 to 10 acres in a field.
UK soil scientist Brad Lee says the expanded research is funded jointly by USDA and the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board.
We're looking for a few good farmers that would be interested in looking at a comparison of direct injection of poultry litter or broadcast poultry litter applications, to look at nutrient and soil losses from an agricultural field up in the Daviess County area. And then down around Caldwell County, we're looking for producers that might be interested in looking at cover crop mixtures and their ability to keep soil and nutrients on the farm.
These studies will be long-term, about 10 years. One farmer's already signed on.
Yeah, we've initiated 1 year of a 10-year study, so we're just getting started in one location. We're hoping to recruit more producers that would be interested in this work.
All told, they might need a dozen or so. He suggests those interested in learning more to contact their local extension office. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The name of this research project, Fine-Tuning Best Management Practices for Nutrient Management, is the Blue Water Farms Project. Bradley says their monitoring equipment would not cause any restraints on farming activities.
No, not at all. We're looking for producers that are already in a no-till corn-soybean rotation up around Daviess County in that region. If they have tile drain, that'll be fine. We're looking for some sites that might have tile drains. So these are things they're already doing.
This research is focused on retaining soil nutrients on the farm and will be utilized to fine-tune existing best management practices. He says there are parameters for farm selection.
Yes. There's an evaluation process, not to do anything to do with the producer. We appreciate their interest, but we're looking for a particular soil type, a slope. We can work all that out once a farmer expresses interest.
UK soil scientist Brad Lee. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.